Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, the markets today were under pressure on the live cattle, and surprisingly, right at the very end of the trade, the April live cattle sold off fairly hard. It looks like they're going to settle at 150 lower at 138.50, but they traded down to 38.02, so a kind of disappointing close there on the April live cattle. They do wind down this week, so that'll be the end, and then June becomes the front month. They were disappointing as well, down $1.22 here at 135.02, about 50 off their lows. August $1.25 lower at 137.02. We're going back. We're on an uptrend line going back from the beginning of March and then the beginning of April, and now we're testing that support line again. So hopefully it holds, even though we're below some moving averages here. The cash trade this week was better than I thought. The market's reflecting here. We had some steady cash trade. Did have some deliveries, a pretty sizable number of deliveries this morning, or over the last couple days, rather. So that was kind of bad. But 140 trade in Texas and Kansas, 45, 46 up in the north. But the market unable to hang on here. Feeder cattle down as well, down 337 in May at 157.35. The August 420 lower. August was the weakest at 168.95. And that's nearly $20, or is $20 off the February high for the feeder cattle. And I think that reflects what's going on in corn.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee. Coffee with cream. A cup of Joe. A tumbler of Joe. But just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Corn prices mixed today, or grain prices mixed. Corn and beans higher, wheat lower. 14 and three quarters higher in May corn at 818. So nearly to the high. We did retest the high at 820 there on the May corn and closed right there on it. So that's kind of a bullish sign. July settled at 10 and three quarters higher at 812. The May beans up 21 and a quarter at 1726 and a half. November's the new crop, 1524 and three quarters up 22 cents. Really strong grain markets here. About third or fourth highest close we've had on the November beans since they've been trading. July Kansas City wheat down 10.5 at 11.54. That was 8 off their lows. It looks like we're looking for direction. Of course, we got the drought and the lack of rain for a large part of the hard red winter wheat belt. The lower crop conditions on Monday, that's supportive. But the bearish side is it is already $11. So how, you know, you got to keep feeding it new bullish information as we go along. The cotton futures today were up really sharply. December up 368 at 122.39. And in the stock market, having a wild ride, is up 300 now. It was down a little bit earlier, but 300 in the Dow, 40 higher in the S&P. Crude oil unchanged here, up 10 cents at 101.81.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.